surrendering. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian forces in Mariupol refusing a Russian request to lay down their arms as the city appears to be on the brink of falling. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Kyiv.
The situation there in that southern seaport city is dire. That city has been pulverized for 53 days, and it is believed that there are more than 20,000 civilians who have died there, and it appears that it could be falling possibly soon into the hands of the Russians, which would give them quite a victory, their first real significant victory, and it would also give them that land bridge to Crimea. However, the Ukrainian parliament member from the Odessa area saying that Ukrainian fighters will not give in to that Russian midday surrender order.
Russia appears to be focusing on the Donbass region. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he would welcome a visit by President Biden. He talked about it on CNN's State of the Union.
Are there any plans for him to come?
I think he will.
I think he will.
And I think he, but it's his decision, of course, and about the safety situation, it depends.
President Biden last week told reporters he's ready to visit Ukraine. Tests are underway by both Pfizer and Moderna on whether COVID-19 vaccines are effective for children under the age of 5. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
We know it prevents severe disease, prevents kids from getting hospitalized. It prevents longer-term complications of the virus. So that's true for kids 5 and above. Whether that's true for kids 5 and under, that's what we have to assess right now.
John, Fox News Sunday. Two minors are dead and 8 more people wounded after an early morning shooting at a house party in Pittsburgh. In Hampton County, South Carolina, at least 9 people were hurt in a shooting at a club. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Easter Sunday Mass at the Vatican, led by Pope Francis. Tens of thousands attended the service at St. Peter's Square. It was the first Easter service in the square since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. In Jerusalem, Mass was held at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The war in Ukraine serving as a textbook that the U.S. Army is using to teach tactics. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports Russian-speaking role players will confront the next unit to train at California's Fort Irwin.
U.S. Army trainers are using lessons learned from Russia's war against Ukraine as they prepare soldiers for future fights against a major challenging country such as Russia or China. In the coming weeks, the planned training scenario for the next brigade coming in will focus on how to battle an enemy willing to destroy a city with rocket and missile fire in order to conquer it.
The planned training is said to include an enemy force controlling a fictional town and a social media disinformation campaign against the American brigade preparing to attack. Lucky Charms cereal, it's advertised as being magically delicious, but some people say they got sick after eating it. Fox's Gianna Gelosi has details.
One popular cereal proving to be not so lucky in recent days. General Mills Lucky Charms now being investigated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after dozens of customers complained of falling ill after eating it. Today, the FDA announced over 100 complaints related to Lucky Charms have been submitted so far this year. Several hundred others complained on a site called iwaspoisoned.com, complaining of symptoms like nausea, and other stomach flu-like symptoms. In a statement, General Mills says a company-backed investigation hasn't found any evidence that the cereal is linked to the illnesses and encourages consumers to report complaints directly to the company. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.